No.
Can I put this?
No.
Hello there. Welcome to The Bits. I'm Quinn.
This is Paulina.
And this is Claire.
And we are back. We promised we'd go every single week.
Turns out
we missed last week.
This podcast is completely lost without me.
Yeah.
Because I was away last week and these two said that they were going to get an episode out and record without me. Did not happen. And that is like the third time that I've been away and you guys have just decided to forego recording entirely.
Let's be very clear though. You got a new computer, so you don't have the template, and it literally just took us 35 minutes to get set up to record the podcast. So like, how were Claire and I going to do it by ourselves?
It would have taken you 45 minutes last week, but you could have done it.
You keep going to these dog grooming conventions and we can't handle it. We need you here. And Nellie.
Claire can go to orienteering whenever she wants, but...
Yeah.
But you know I need grooming practice. Dog grooming practice.
Well, maybe both. All right, well, welcome back.
Yeah, we're back with a bang.
Happy birthday week, Quinn.
Oh, happy birthday week to you as well. We've got two biddies who are celebrating getting a little bit older.
Yeah.
One more year.
Yeah.
I am the elder statesman of the gang, though.
Yeah.
I'm a baby.
Two Libras and a baby.
Two Libras and just a little baby.
A little baby.
The baby who has cord blindness, but is basically
tech daddy.
The glue that keeps us together because we can't record without you.
I mean, we still.
But you know what?
Had a whole plan.
You couldn't plug anything in without us.
Oh,
so like cord blindness. This is a true team effort here.
Cord okay. blindness is a real thing.
I'm aware. We've seen it.
To use the interface, which you guys have not figured out.
Yeah, we've established that. Okay, so, but here's the thing. When you've been away, Paulina and I get together. She's extremely cord blind. It's not even a joke. Like, something wasn't working, and I'm like, I can't hear anything in my headphones. The entire setup, my headphones were plugged into her computer.
Yes.
And like nine times out of ten... The what is this thing called?
Focusrite.
No, I know,
The microphone plugger in or thing.
It's an audio interface?
The deck.
The on-off-y thing.
Yeah.
Wasn't even plugged into the wall.
What is this, a phone charger? I don't know.
Well, no, my favorite was literally, I was in a session at the conference I was at, and I get like an SOS, right. Like, can I call you right now? And I was
literally,
like, no,
I'm
in a giant room. And and then Claire literally sent me a picture and was like, we can't hear anything. And I was like, the short part needs to be plugged into Paulina's computer and it's plugged into the Focusrite.
And you're like, I have shown her many times.
And my favorite part is like, literally, yep, that's it. Working now.
Thanks. Bye.
Okay, enjoy the conference. Bye.
We're fucking idiots.
Yeah. But you know what? We bring you great content.
Yeah.
When we can finally hit record.
We're just a bunch of personality hires.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, speaking of personality hires, let's talk about Connor McDavid.
Oh, look at you with the big personality all of a sudden, Connor.
You guys. Honestly, though, and like... I mean, we obviously know that he has to be like that.
Let's give some context.
Oh, right. Okay. So Prime is releasing a new Inside the NHL documentary. So it is following a number of teams, including the Edmonton Oilers. So it obviously gets into the Stanley Cup final. And there is a scene, if you're an Oilers fan and you haven't seen this, well, like you're missing out, but also can't wait for the documentary. So there is a scene where it is in the locker room. They are clearly in Florida. So it's game 1, 2, 5, or 7. We don't know.
Ooh. I'm going to guess
that doesn't
7,
really matter.
But go on.
But I'm going to, yeah. So anyways, Connor yells at the team.
They just trickled this
little nugget out, and I've watched it so many times I have it memorized, obviously. That's not good enough.
This is the finals.
Dig in.
Oh, so good.
Right now.
All the girls out there with daddy issues suddenly find Connor hot and they never did before.
Oh, God. That is so inappropriate.
That is why I'm here.
Yes. Well, and I definitely don't have daddy issues. And I was like, Connor, yes, I love that. Don't find him hot.
But it's cool to see him have some emotion because he is deadpan, like with media.
Now?
It's changed through the playoff run for sure. But I think that like we're so used to him just being
boring Connor.
Boring, yeah. But he's always just very, I think he's a very stoic leader. He's right. But I think he also just showed that he is very human and that this was very real and dire for him and for the team. And it was just a side that we didn't really expect.
That's what I am so excited about this documentary for, because you get to see that human side of these athletes in a way that we just can't with all of our sports watching.
There's no way that we can ever get that, because even in press interviews or whatever, they're still very buttoned up in their response.
Like you see the emotion on the ice, you see the emotion on the field, whatever the sport is. But you don't get to really see them process any of that emotion. You don't get to really like see any of the storylines of who they are as people.
Yeah.
And so I'm excited for this documentary. So October 4th, it comes out on Prime. They're following specifically David Pastrnak and Jeremy Swayman from the Boston Bruins. They are following Colorado Avalanche captain Gabriel Landeskog. And then the Oilers, specifically McDavid, Leon, and Hyman.
Love that. I love that our sweet guy Hyman is one of the people featured.
I'm really sorry to tell you, they are also following.
Oh, I'm aware.
Matthew Tkachuk.
Yeah. Rat master.
Well, what I wanted to say is, you know, I worked in media. I've been in the locker room. You still don't get to see that from a lot of the players. Like, you do get to see a bit more personality than I think some people do. And hockey players are especially buttoned up. They are especially, you know, just more professional, more stoic. But here's the thing with Connor. Leaders can be stoic leaders, and then they can like unload like that, and it really means something.
It really lands, because they're not constantly
in your ear like that, right? Yep. So I literally could not stop watching it. I am so thrilled to see more of that from him.
It was fascinating.
I'm thrilled to see what Leon's like. So this is, and I think this is going to be really good for the NHL.
Okay, I wanted to talk to you guys about that a little bit, because it kind of made me think of that F1 show. What is that one called?
Drive
to Survive. Yeah, so the impact that had on the sport of Formula One, I mean, there's a reason why they're doing this documentary. It's not just to put it out to the fans that are already existing. It's to kind of try and broaden it, right, and gain more viewers of the sport. According to a poll in 2022, 28% of Americans considered themselves to be F1 fans, with more than half of those crediting Drive to Survive on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, big time. And then they're starting to do it with golf. And then I thought that
But people watch golf, like, already.
Well, people watch hockey.
No, but I was reading a white paper about engagement in sports from YouGov. Mm. And they actually, like, 75% of engaged fans watch golf. It's nuts. It's like golf is really
high. Because it's the elite sport.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Way better than tennis. Anyways.
Oh my God. Second to tennis at 74.9%. No, I'm just it's like, just absolutely not.
When they've drank 12 goose deuces.
But the follow-up data to that is interesting too, because those people, all those fans, that is a massive amount of people in the US, right? So, but they're actually not all watching F1 races. They only get like, you know, between, you know, 1.5 to 2 million views for an F1 race from the States. So there's a huge spread there. And also half of the people watching Drive to Survive are women. And I just think that's so interesting, because women want to see the emotion. We want to see the storyline. We want to get to know the human behind the jersey.
Well, and honestly, that's what I always try to do. I think women take a very different approach, especially as reporters in sports. I always ask personal questions about the players.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if Kia Nurse was playing in the NCAA Final Four, I asked Darnell about Kia and what their relationship was like growing up, and who would win, like, on the basketball court now, and, you know, who's more famous and who's more popular. Famous. Oh, yeah. He always, I mean, he always know gave who's Kia. More he always gave Kia. Yeah. Kia is. And he knows it. But so women just always take a very different perspective because we are genuinely more interested in human beings.
Yeah. Well, so I thought it was interesting that, you know, we all think we see that and we might think, wow, whatever game that might have been during or after whatever, it must have been a really intense game or intense, mm-hmm. like kind of one-off experience. But Sweet Guy Hyman basically said to us that was normal. You know, he's normally like the quieter guy, but he's a phenomenal leader and he has that. He wears his heart on his sleeve and he does have that side of him too. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
I think to be a leader, it's good to have both of those sides for sure. It's just that we only ever see the one side. And I think it's probably a little bit uncomfortable for Connor to, this is out of his comfort zone completely.
For sure. Well, and it was cool to hear him say he was talking to the media about how, you know, this, it's about growing the sport.
Yeah.
The hope is that hopefully more people are tuning in, and this is playing across the world.
Yeah.
And so it's not just North America. No, it's smart. They're trying to grow the sport. And even if they don't watch the Oilers play in the regular season, they're going to know what the NHL is and understand the teams and the drive.
It's smart. I think maybe this might do more for hockey than what the NFL has been doing with the Jaguars games in London once a year or like three times a year. I'm still unsure of like where that has landed.
They must the Jaguars.
They must sell so many jerseys.
Like, I think the Jaguars are the official team of London, England.
Yeah, but
now
they're awful.
I know.
So like, why send the Chiefs? If you want to go,
America's not going to give up the Chiefs to
Europe. Yeah, give up Trevor Lawrence. Get rid of them.
No, you need like a kind of in the middle team where it's like no one really knows where that is anyway.
Okay, you're talking about London, but what I saw was a game in Brazil and the field was terrible.
Okay, yes, that was a Philly Eagles Green Bay game.
Yeah.
Preseason, so right?
Yes. No, it was regular season. Yeah, it was week one.
Regular season, week one. Oh, right. Yeah, that
the,
was
the field.
The
field
that's the Packers phone. Only loss this year.
Yes. Somehow with Malik, they have gone through to win more games somehow against all odds. But anyway, so they do these different games occasionally in different places. Like there was one, I don't remember what the matchup was in Germany last year.
Right.
But they consistently have a Jaguars game in London, England.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
For whatever reason, they're like, you know what? Why don't we send the, I mean, Florida, what, has probably like three teams in every sports league. So why not give
and like
toss off one of the Florida teams?
Yeah. Send Florida.
Yeah. One of the Florida teams.
If we want to represent America properly, maybe somebody send Florida. Yeah,
Jacksonville, Florida. Beautiful this time of year.
Don't send a Florida man.
Don't send.
Remember that game where it was like, put in like the search engine, like Florida man, then your birthday, and it will be like a headline from that day.
That was actually like the most insane thing because, like, how are they all that crazy all the time?
Florida man and women, yeah. Well,
I've never looked up Florida woman.
Okay,
on my birthday.
Anyways.
Oh. We digress. Where were we?
So, okay, Florida, we were in London, England.
Okay. We're still there.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we still in London? Are we in Florida? Are we back in Edmonton?
I don't know. But well, I'm saying that whatever we did, whatever the NHL is doing with this show, probably might do more for getting an NHL presence and engagement overseas than whatever the NFL
is. Okay, so they're doing the overseas games, but they also did a Netflix show. They released in 2022, Quarterbacks.
Like the Quarterbacks.
Yeah, that was good. And that followed Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and Mariota.
Yeah, that was
Marcus Mariota.
That was a great show.
Yeah, and so actually, I think, did it come out in 2023 or 2022?
I can't. I think it was 2023, but.
Well, what I liked about that, too, same goes. I mean, smaller roster compared to what they're doing, because there's actually a bunch more hockey players even than what I mentioned that are in it. They're not following so much the teams as they are, like, the team leaders within the teams, it seems like. But, yeah, the NFL quarterbacks, I really liked it because you get to know Kirk Cousins a little bit, which is, like, he is so quirky.
Oh,
and passionate. Yeah.
Yes, and
so
Patrick,
nerdy.
And yeah. Patrick Mahomes, too.
Kermit the Frog.
Yeah. Kermit the Frog. But what's cool is you kind of get to see how they're prepping for a game and then what happens after a big like win or a loss, what they're doing on their days off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's really interesting.
People like that inside look.
It makes,
we need more of that.
It made me like them more, which made me want to watch them more, which means it's working.
Well, that's, I'm, for whatever reason, I'm drawing a blank on this show, the NFL show, the usual one. What it?
Hard Knocks?
Hard Knocks, thank you. Yeah, Hard Knocks got me really, like, that much more invested.
What's Hard Knocks?
Well, Hard Knocks, it was hard to find where it was streaming for a long time, but now you can find it on DAZN or DAZN. I don't know.
I say DAZN.
DAZN. Okay. So
DAZN.
I mean, that's a license plate waiting to happen.
That is where you can watch Hard Knocks, and it follows a particular team each season. So last season, it was the Jets, which was especially made Aaron Rodgers, I'm not going to go into this again, but made his third play night one injury that much more devastating because everyone had been watching Hard Knocks and saw the journey of the Jets. Right. And then a previous season, it was like the LA Rams. And then it's always a different team that they follow that they think has a particularly interesting story. Maybe that season.
OK, I didn't know, but I'd love to watch that.
Great show. Narrated by Leif Schreiber, in case that's interesting to anyone. But
I don't even know who that
is. He's an actor. He's a famous actor. You'll know him from the Perfect Couple Netflix series.
Oh,
the husband.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Okay. So anyway, thought I should let you know. That got me into football even more in my early journey of fantasy.
I mean, this is classic marketing and communications. Yeah. Humanize somebody. Humanize 100%. Something.
Show an authentic
people
experience.
People are going to, yeah.
Speaking of authentic experiences.
Sorry, I have one quick thing. Sorry. Yeah. I did, in fact, Google Florida woman and my birthday, and I just wanted to read real
quick. Please do. No, we got to do that.
Bikini clad Florida woman claims cops were called by someone jealous of her body. Yeah, it did not disappoint.
Okay, I was wondering why you wore a bikini here tonight.
Yeah.
And it was in the stars, I guess.
Yeah, well, why'd you call the cops? You're jealous. Okay.
So you know Red Zone, for anyone who watches Red Zone on DAZN, it basically shows all the plays in the red zone. So it's a very high, like fast-paced stream of all of Football Sunday.
All the big plays that are happening.
And so Scott Hansen hosts that, and he had an interview this past week where he shared that he does not take a single bathroom break during the entire Red Zone Sunday Fun Day. You could do that?
I don't even want to try.
That's 8 hours at least.
That's not interested.
I don't drink
first kickoff,
a lot of water. I think I could do it.
He
doesn't
drink.
But a Sunday Fun Day.
Well, yeah.
No, booze sorry. Is
no,
a diuretic.
No, sorry, he's not drinking.
But he is hosting the show. He is not doing pickleback shots. Every time, you know.
So think of this: like kickoff at 11, he's getting there early.
Yeah, of course he is.
Last kickoff is at what? 6:15, 6:25.
What is he not telling us? He's not telling us that he's actually wearing a diaper under his his trousers. He doesn't drink coffee?
No. Nope.
Yeah, that'll do it. That'll do it.
Yeah, but you have to drink something. You're talking. That doesn't make sense. It's stupid. I hate it.
Okay.
I could do it.
I do have a little bit of bad news. Just want to tie a bow on the Face Off documentary, Face Off Inside the NHL, October 4th. I hear, according to NHL.com, that we aren't going to see any Oilers in it until episodes 5 and 6 of the 6 episode so series.
Other
of a 6 episode series?
Yeah.
There's, well, because they want to save
the best for last.
For almost last.
Well, basically, they decided they were only going to follow the Oilers once they made the Stanley Cup
That's
final.
What I'm
okay.
hearing.
Well, that makes sense. I mean,
honestly,
that
go fuck yourself, Prime. I don't care.
That's going to be the most interesting storyline.
Do you want to know what those episodes are called? Cup or Bust, Part 1 and Part 2.
Oh, how creative.
Cup or Bust. Okay. What if we watch Face Off and we end up seeing a human side of Rat Master?
There's no human side.
Kachuk.
Nope.
And we're like, we have to eat some of our words from...
Okay, well, let's put it on the table. Table right now. We're going to watch together.
Yeah. I'm not afraid
Biddy's
to be wrong.
Biddy's pipe in. And
I'll shave my eyebrow if I come on here.
You're
like,
already a flame sympathizer and you're going to put your eyebrow on the line?
What if I... What? I, listen, I would rather...
You're missing a tooth as well.
I would...
Are you related to Matthew Kachuk?
Could you imagine?
That.
You might as well just take your flipper out. One eyebrow, missing tooth.
I'm growing a tail. I
Lauren,
would rather,
here's your new assistant.
I would rather go into the world eyebrowless than
say something nice about Matthew
Kachuk.
Actually, that tracks.
Yeah. Like, all right. If I actually do say that, I deserve to have no eyebrows.
now we're into 2 eyebrows. She's doubled down. I cannot wait to see you without eyebrows. Oh, my God.
I actually think it's a safe bet because I don't think there's going to be much likable
about
Matthew Kachuk.
That's the thing. I am that confident that he will still be a rat fuck by the end of that those episodes that I will have both eyebrows.
Okay, well, here's hoping,
okay,
pal. And yeah, you have an assignment. Everybody has to watch this documentary because we want to talk about it because it's exciting for the sport and exciting for our team.
Yeah.
You know what's not exciting?
Preseason.
The preseason. Yeah, you knew that was coming.
Honestly, it is so long.
8 games. That is outrageously too long. Here's the thing. When you have a young team and there's prospects that like could make the roster, like we know what our roster looks like. There's no surprises here. And like I have to say, so I will go on Edmonton Sports Talk. Of course, we had Dustin Nielsen on the show on the biddies, on yes, the bits yeah. for to learn how to bet. And so I will go on Edmonton Sports Talk. And one of the questions in the chat when I was on the show the other day was, the Oilers losing both to Calgary, is that a wake-up call? And I honestly just didn't read it on air because I wanted to make fun of that person so relentlessly because it's like, in what world do you think that any of them care that they lost preseason games? Mm. Like, especially 2 preseason games against Calgary. It does not matter.
Nobody's watching.
Nobody cares. Well, somebody's buying my tickets. So that's great. I'm making a little extra money.
You know what? It's a good opportunity to take
a kid.
Your kids. It's way
or
more
if you
accessible.
Can, yeah. I mean, I sell my tickets I sell my tickets for $25 each.
There you
like,
go
enjoy.
It'll
you know.
Impress your kids because they don't know any different. They don't know what's going on.
And if Connor plays, that's great, right? But yeah, like I will say it's just especially with this team where the ultimate goal is to get back to the Stanley Cup final and this time win that 4th game. That I just don't see how a preseason loss. I mean, this team also started 2-9, right? Like, you know, a preseason loss is not gonna get to them.
Yeah,
and it shouldn't, and I hope it didn't.
So, how can you bet on preseason games? Like, you can bet on anything, right?
I don't think that you can.
Okay, because that might be the only thing to like keep me engaged during a preseason game.
Yeah,
or a suite.
Well, yeah,
which we will be doing Saturday.
Yeah, that which is nice. That changes it. And that's more about like getting together. But
yeah.
I mean, 106 games in the league. That's how many games there are for preseason. So this is not about anything mm-hmm. other than cha-ching in my mind. Why not, right?
Like, oh, it's no, not, yeah, yeah, you're probably
not,
right.
It's not.
But, like, here's the, I mean, Drew Doughty just went down, and he's probably out for a very long time.
This is the,
that was a gross fall, if yeah, anybody saw that. I can't do knee and lower body injuries. I can't watch them. You know, and, like, I mean, that's the risk. I have a fear of falling. I have a fear of knee injuries, and that happened to Drew Doughty, period. And I love Drew Doughty.
Oh my God, so do I. You yeah. guys made fun of me so much when no, I drafted him no in our mock draft. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't did. Like Drew Doughty.
I love Drew Doughty.
I love Drew Doughty too.
Gross. Okay, so anyways, I think that...
we should talk about that later.
Should
in
you?
In therapy. No. Okay, no.
Group therapy.
I mean, it is...
Claire, we've been going to group therapy. Good. You should come sometime.
I haven't noticed, so it's not working.
Yeah. I keep truth, going.
I think that...
When you say things like that, it makes me feel. Okay, so yeah, 106 games, that's a ton. And here's the thing. I started digging in, like, is anyone watching these? Well, no, because they're not
well,
really
they're not
televised.
Unless you're like the Toronto Maple Leafs or Montreal Canadiens. Like, yeah. Some of them are on TV, which is insane.
Or the Oilers Plus, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But speaking of away games, overseas games, they actually are doing a game in Munich. They've got a game. They do the Kraft Hockeyville, which mm-hmm. I think is all nice. It's all community-based stuff, yeah. Which is kind of funny because Elliott Lake, Ontario, which I've never heard of, they won Kraft Hockeyville. You know how they do the competition? And
yeah.
Yeah. But their arena is so small and in need of repairs that they're actually playing in Sudbury. So lucky Sudbury.
Huh.
So Elliott Lake wins, doesn't even get the game like yeah. they were supposed to get.
But they're
okay,
playing in
LOL.
But they're playing in Munich, Abbotsford, and Quebec City.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about that is, are they doing some recon work to see if Quebec could have a team?
Sorry.
Well, instead they go to Utah. Have you guys seen any of the footage from the
no.
from the state the arena in Utah?
Oh, I've seen that
there's
actual of seats that
6,000 seats that don't have a view of one net.
What? Yeah.
It's like there's a giant barrier that you cannot see the other side of the ice.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, or you can't see the net that's closest to you. It was like another one that I've seen. There's 6,000 seats. So the owner says that they are going to be renovating.
Yeah,
but I'm like, and
are
those
the tickets
are discount. They're discounted tickets,
okay.
But that's insane.
You know what? I paid full price for a ticket to Lady Gaga, and all I could see was a light rack in front of me.
That's unfortunate.
Very.
I made my way onto the floor, and I saw her little boob tapes.
Oh,
yeah, it was fantastic.
You. I've seen her more than once, so luckily without
there
a light
more
rack.
Options. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can bet on the preseason.
You can.
Did you just put a bet down?
No, but I am going to put a bet down on Saturday. Like, why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't.
Okay, let's talk about betting because I haven't done it in months.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's my update.
You
haven't
done
it in months.
So you haven't been.
I have $8.50 left in my account on CoolBet. And then I tried to re-up with a card that I had, but it wouldn't allow it.
Yeah, you have to e-transfer.
Okay, here's the thing. So I was on CoolBet. I am now making bets on Betway out of convenience. I was on CoolBet.
You got locked out.
It locked me out. It asked me to provide my information, my license or whatever. And, you know, I don't like administrative work. So I just didn't end up logging back in. I didn't end up logging back in ever. Eventually, I might get back into CoolBet. We'll see. Because then I did submit something, but it was like
too late or something, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was like too late, or my license, because I hate administrative work. I had never updated my license. That is BC based.
How do you feel about taxes?
I don't do them. I mean, like, I send them to my dad, who is an accountant.
Okay,
so I'm not in a CoolBet. Yes, my license was based in BC. My address that I had provided is obviously here. They were like, who are you really? And then locked me out. I think maybe they thought I was too powerful. I was winning a lot, but whatever.
Have
so
you
now,
updated your license? Like, just to be clear,
I have
the police
not,
are listening.
My license, I have not seen her in months. No, I'm just
the
kidding.
Police are listening.
I updated my license. I live in Alberta now officially.
Oh, okay.
So I'm in Betway. And I've realized a couple episodes ago, I was talking about how I'm a very conservative bettor, right? I bet like $1 here, $2 here, and I've been like slowly rebuilding my wealth I found a way to make betting more fun, which is probably really obvious to normal bettors. But I was always doing like single bets as opposed to creating a bet slip where it's like all of those things have to happen.
A parlay.
It's a parlay. Yes, I guess. It's not a pre-built parlay or anything like that. But
well,
it's like,
no, but you can create your own parlays.
Yes. So I guess I'm creating my own parlays or yeah. I'm building my own bets on my bet slip. And I have found that to be very
exhilarating.
Fun. And you win more money because it's like more things have to happen for you to. Yeah, I don't know. So I've been into that. So I've been betting, obviously, on NFL, which has not been going that well because this has been the most ridiculous upside down season I think I have ever experienced in my 10 years of doing like fantasy football, survivor pool, whatever. It has been impossible to predict. Like I don't know.
It's all over the place.
It's so crazy right now. All the player star players are hurt. All the like young bucks who nobody's heard of are the ones that are like rising to the occasion. Like this is wild. Anyway, all that to say, parlay bets or building your bets on your bet slip in Betway. Good times. Bet that I'm excited for this weekend. LA Rams, Chicago. I'm going to be making some bets in favor of the Rams, even though Chicago Bears or the Rams are extremely broken right now. They have no offensive line. You know, everyone is, it's a walking band-aid of a team. But the quarterback on the Bears has not proven that he has any ability to do anything. So I am going in on the Rams.
I take personal offense to that. I traded for him because I needed a quarterback, and he got 19 points last week.
That's
which
actually
was
really
more
good.
Than
that is good.
My competitors, whoever I was matched up against. I don't even know who I was matched up against. So
are you guys taking any bets this weekend?
You know what? I got to get back in. I got to dive back in. So I'm going to I might go a happiness hedge on the Vikings-Packers game bet on
you and your happiness hedge.
Whatever, man.
No, it's smart.
If I win money, because the Vikings win, at least it'll take a little bit of the blow off the Packers losing.
Yeah.
Don't forget the cheeseheads on Sunday.
I will not forget them.
I don't know what bets I'm going to make. I did win a bet this week on the Thursday night football game with CeeDee Lamb.
Oh,
so I'm
nice.
Happy about that. I bet a few bucks on him getting a touchdown, so got that, which is sweet. However, I do want to talk about my matchup in fantasy this past week. I was up against the CEO of the Downtown Business Association, Panita McBrien. I don't know if you guys have heard of her.
Boss.
She was favored to beat me by, it was like 70-30. So I had a 30% chance of winning. And it didn't really change throughout the day either as things were going very well for me. I mean, I maybe got up to 38% at some point. And then at one point, she even messaged and said, "Hey, I feel really bad for you. Your team is having an unreal week. Like, it's crazy that you're
that
not going to
lose.
You would lose." And then,
that's why you don't say anything.
Oh,
that's why you don't say anything, man. That's...
It was like the final, very final minutes of the Washington game.
Yeah.
And I won by,
I will also,
not even a full point.
Oh, it's like one of those.
It was
Jesus.
Like 0.75 of a point.
Good Lord. Well, also Yahoo fantasy projections are absolute trash. Like they really mean nothing. It's like who's they're just throwing darts.
All that to say is my fantasy tip of the week is if you are in a matchup and if you're worried about your probability of winning, don't bank on that because it's not always the case and their predictions are all over the map. And so it's happened 2 weeks in a row now where I wasn't favored to win and I ended up winning. So knock on wood, that's not always the case, but don't go by their predictions. Go by, you know, who you think is going to play well.
Yeah. Don't play a player just because their point projections are higher than another player. Like play a player that you have maybe done a little matchup. You've done a little bit of research on. Maybe they have a better QB actually throwing the ball to them if they're a receiver kind of thing. I just opened my Betway app and it is all in Spanish.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so more administrative work for me.
They're on to you.
I placed a lot of bets on a lot of things and I will have no idea tomorrow if I am popping bottles of champagne or
what's
in
Spanish
financial
for
ruin.
Win? Nobody knows.
No. So no one Duolingo Spanish over here. Okay. Let's wrap
this
up.
We gotta wrap this thing up. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
And we'll see you next week.
We'll see you on another time.